And in Detroit, the school district is grappling with a budget deficit that is now more than $320 million. That's led the district's emergency financial manager to put forth a plan to eliminate the deficit, a plan which would close half the schools. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick has more.
Robert Bob calls his own deficit elimination plan draconian. In January, Bob gave that plan to the state of Michigan, warning it was the only way for the Detroit public schools to, in his words, cut its way out of its deficit. The State Department of Education says that's exactly what Bob should do.
We're working through some very difficult and challenging budget situations.
That was Bob's cautious take on the subject last week. He backed away somewhat from one of the plan's most staggering provisions, 60 kids in some classrooms. But he says class sizes will go up as the district closes about half its schools. The plan also calls for replacing individual school principals with regional ones and cutting all general bus service. Word of the huge cuts is just trickling down to everyone. Maddie Wright found out when she attended a workshop at the Marcus Garvey Academy on Detroit's east side. Wright, who's raising a grandson in the seventh grade, says she doesn't like the idea of less individual attention for kids, especially in subjects like math, where she struggles to help with homework.
And the way he's doing it, I don't know anything. So the only somebody can help him is the ones that some of those younger teachers that's been there, because I can't.
Bob has proposed another alternative. That's to put the Detroit Public Schools through a bankruptcy process similar to what General Motors did. It would allow the system to leave much of its debt behind and emerge with a new balance sheet. Detroit State Representative David Nathan, a Democrat, says he's all right with the bankruptcy option, but he says state officials have told him that even talking about it will hurt the state's bond rating.
We should allow the district to do that, and we should not sacrifice the kids in the city of Detroit to save a bond rating for the state. Those are my children in that school district.
But the state's education department nixed that option. State Republicans are also pushing legislation that gives state-appointed financial managers broad powers, including the right to throw out union contracts. Democrat Nathan says he's working on a compromise bill that would avoid both bankruptcy and the worst cuts. But as all this drama unfolds in Lansing, Detroit schools are left to wonder when they'll know their fate. Lorena Craighead is a teacher at Detroit's Renaissance High School. She says almost everyone involved in the school system has failed Detroit's kids on so many levels.
We continue to get thrown these leaders who don't show that they care, battle with our unions who are supposed to be on our side, and have to kind of motivate and invigorate parents who've gotten apathetic, teachers who feel beaten down, and kids who hear all of these things being said about them as if they don't matter.
Craighead, a Detroit native, says she's thinking about moving on because she loves teaching, and she won't let the mess in the Detroit public schools take that joy away from her. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Swick in Detroit.